with injuries. Darren Collins had an ankle, and he returned, and Derek Martin turned his ankle, did not return. So with that, I'll take your questions. I'm sorry? Playoffs. Feels great. You know, our focus all along was, you know, to get to the 10 wins, and then fortunately with 10 wins, we're in the playoffs today. So, you know, that's always the first step. You know, and it's, as we talk as a football team, you know, our goal winning the world championship is right in front of us. And that's all you can ask for is opportunities. And you have to get into the playoffs to accomplish that. You know, we're going to be a road warrior, you know, mentality as we plan for that. But let's be honest, we still have work ahead of us. We have an opportunity in Arizona. So, you know, we'll enjoy this victory today. We're excited about qualifying for the playoffs. But, you know, we need to continue to play the way we're playing. I'm excited about the momentum and the progress that we've made as a football team, and we still have an opportunity to improve. I don't have all the information, to be honest with you. I'll just tell you what I told the team. I want them to get in here tomorrow to get their strength conditioning work done, and we'll review the tape of the Seattle, and we'll have an excellent plan for them Wednesday morning on Arizona. So, you know, we'll take, you know, this time as a staff to decide how we're going to play that game. Well, I think the score would indicate that. You know how coaches are. You're always, you know, trust me, we're excited about being in the playoffs. We're excited about winning at home in front of our fans. The momentum that you carry out of this type of game. But, I mean, there's things that we can learn from. There's a couple spots in the game that we can definitely take the opportunity to learn from. But, you know, I just thought the defense, you know, came up huge with the takeaways, and the offense got rolling. And special teams has been extremely consistent here the last month. And, you know, I just thought all three phases, you know, controlled the game. And it was evident really by the final score. I was excited for Mason Crosby to have an opportunity to kick the long field goal. And it's really, you know, it's the same thing you go through every week. You look at the wind, you look at the field conditions, and you take in the pregame and how that workout goes, and that particular opportunity called for a long field goal. So I was excited for Mason to have that opportunity, and he nailed it. It's really more for everybody else out the locker room to talk about, because, you know, I've said it in here all along. We have a lot of confidence in Mason. He's our kicker, and it's good to give him that chance today. It's impressive. It's impressive body of work the second half of the season. That's the truth. That's the reality, and that has been acknowledged. But also, it's our responsibility as coaches to keep driving this football team. They're fun to coach. They still have a lot of work in front of them. I still see the opportunity to improve. I go back to Thursday's practice. You know, just the fundamental work and, you know, the energy and enthusiasm that they bring into the building each week. And that gives us the opportunity to challenge them and improve as a football team. So, you know, we've been playing really good football here the second half of the season. You know, I can't say enough about Aaron. Aaron Rodgers in his two seasons, and really the circumstances and how his career started is unique, as hopefully no other quarterback goes through that. But just the way he's stepped up and his consistency for a young man is the thing I've been so impressed with. I mean, he's talented. He's had an opportunity to learn the position. He was brought up the right way, something we take a lot of pride in here, the way we train the quarterbacks. But, you know, ultimately he's gone out and done the job. And I can't say enough positive things about Aaron and what his body of work the last 2 years. It's about opportunities, and I think Brandon is an excellent picture of that. He had a lot of opportunities last week in a pressure football game in Pittsburgh, and his performance and pick up the blitzes was very impressive. And it's something that, frankly, it'll be on a lot of our teaching tapes as we move forward. And so for him to get the opportunities in the run game today and see him go and make the best of it, it's really exciting about that room. The running back room is, you know, they all pull for each other, they all challenge each other. And it's good to see, you know, that room, particularly everybody, get to have the five rushing touchdowns, I think it's an extra boost for our running game and also for the running backs. Well, I think last week's the only game this year where we didn't have any takeaways. And, you know, frankly, besides wins and losses, the one statistic that I personally take a lot of pride in, and I think it's as important as any statistic in how you want your team to resemble with the vision of your football team, is the turnover ratio. We train it every single day. It's the third period of every single practice that we've had in the off-season, training camp, you know, in-season. And we take care of the football, and we take the football away. And to be plus 22 in the turnover ratio, I take a lot of pride in that. And our football team has bought into that, and we're doing an excellent job. And that's a big part of our success, and we'll be as we move forward. Because that's that, you know, if you look at the way we win games, it's taking care of the football and taking it away. It's an excellent point. It's nice to see Jared Bush and Atari. You know, it's really about opportunities, and you know they're trying to attack different, you know, regions of the field, and it really speaks to volumes of how the guys are playing with more vision and more confidence, and the fits of the coverage as far as leverage and identification of pass concepts and the pattern reading, and yeah, it's nice to see everybody, you know, pitching in. I think it's been clear all week. We had zero lingering effects from the Pittsburgh game. I think it's really how we handled it. We talked in Pittsburgh that night in the locker room. I mean, that's a hard one. That was a hard one to swallow. There's no doubt about it. We made a lot of plays in that game. There's a lot of productivity on both sides of the field, and just to come out of there, you know, without the win was tough. But we actually addressed Seattle in the locker room in Pittsburgh. We moved on and worked on Seattle Monday. The energy at practice Wednesday and Thursday was outstanding. I think Friday off totally, I think it really helped, particularly our players, helped their legs. A day of rest on a Friday before a game. You know, the things I look for in pregame and in the locker room is their energy level. Their energy level was very high in the meeting last night over at the Radisson, and it was evident again today, and I think we played that way. Now, I can't speak on if the players were aware of it. I mean, I don't know how many times I saw the score for the first time in the fourth quarter on the scoreboard. I was told of the score at halftime. I heard about the score at halftime, but I didn't see it to the fourth quarter. I mean, it's, you know, Carolina's a good football team. I mean, there's no one here to surprised by that. So, and it's nice to qualify for the playoffs at home in front of your home fans and everything. And shoot, the fans were great today. And you know, we have such a great home field advantage. And I mean, these are the type of games that when it's all said and done, you know, you'll look back and remember. I think it's about people. I think that the strength of this organization is the people, and the strength of our locker room are the people that we have in there, all the way around. Players, coaches, support staff, everybody touches that locker room. It's about winning. It's about upholding our tradition of the Green Bay Packers. I know personally, and I never felt it around me. I don't think anybody ever blinked. We felt, you know, we lost a game at Tampa that we shouldn't have lost, but it happened. So I think anytime you have negative experiences, the most important thing is to learn from it, and I think our team did. And I think that just the way they responded from Tampa in the second half of the season illustrates that. So, but still, hey, we got a lot of work to do. We have to get ready for Arizona, but you know, I'm excited about what we've accomplished so far, but more excited about what's ahead of us. Mike, I'm trying to get the first down. I mean, it was third and four. You know, I knew, you know, obviously knew where I was located on the field, and you know, I called the drive screen, and we didn't convert it. But you know, fourth and one, you got two choices. You know, really three: you punt it, or go for it, or kick it. And you know, based on the win and the information that I had in pregame, I was confident he'd make the kick. And you know, and I'm not naive to the fact of He struggled in the past, and it's, I'm sure he feels good about it too. But you know, really, we kicked the ball there because of where we were. We're playing good football. You know, we're winning football games, and our mindset's right. You know, football is really about fundamentals and staying true to those fundamentals. And anything else to me is just mental clutter. So we just, you know, keeping our minds focused, keeping our mindset right, the ability to win football games by sticking to the fundamentals. And that approach will never change. And we're about winning and improving. And that's been my message from day one, and I'll never do that. That I will not stop doing that also. Absolutely. You want to be able to run the ball when it's in your best interest to run it, and you need to be able to throw it when you have to throw it. And you can't argue that the National Football League is tilted more towards the pass than it has been for the last couple of years. So when you have a 4,000-yard passer and 1,000-yard rusher and 2,000-yard receivers and a tight end that's an emerging potential star in this league, I mean that's what you want your offense to look like, because there's going to be days where the defense is going to tilt one way or the other and try to take a certain part of your offense away, and you need to be able to go the other way. And that's the importance, that's the emphasis, that's the design of it. But it starts with the quarterback. This offense is built around making the quarterback successful, but you have to have the pieces around him, and we're fortunate. We feel we have a very good group of guys to work with here.